My brothers and sisters, there's at least one line in today's gospel that must be touched upon in order to make sure we clearly understand what our Lord is saying. He says, "If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." Now, some of you might have heard that and thought, "Oh, that's great. I never liked my siblings anyway." What is our Lord saying? How do the Jewish people of his times hear that phrase? He's using an idiomatic expression. When he says to hate, he's saying to love less. And so the Jewish people would have heard, if anyone comes to me without loving his father and mother, wife and brother, brothers and sisters, less than he loves me, he cannot be my disciple. Or in the shortest way, if I do not have the first place in your hearts, you cannot be my disciple. Now, most of us, we hear that and say, well, of course, our Lord is number one in my life, right? I wouldn't put anything above him. I think this is one of the most common teachings that we break. How often we put people, relationships, or things in our lives above our Lord. We do it every time we commit a sin. My brothers and sisters, does our Lord have the first place in our hearts? And how is this teaching manifested in the 21st century, in the times in which we live? A few stories. Last year, right before Easter, a week before Palm Sunday, news broke out. And if you haven't noticed this, expect that every single year, the secular media attacks the church right before Easter every year. But this news still got out. The information about who the Holy Father would be baptizing at the Easter Vigil. Every year, the Holy Father baptizes people from all over the world to show the universality of the church. So last year, there was a woman from China. There was a man from one of the African nations. There was someone from South America, and so forth. But the one that caught the headlines is that a Muslim man from the Middle East was going to be baptized. I remember I saw the coverage, seeing this man with water poured upon his head, and I thought, what a hero. What tremendous courage that man must have. My brothers and sisters, what is the Islamic law in Islamic nations for someone who converts to another religion other than Islam? What is the sentence? It's the death penalty. If that man returned to the Middle East and was found, he would be killed for becoming a Christian. He loves our Lord more than his own life. A year ago, I got a phone call from a young woman, a young married woman, a wife, a mother, mother of two. She's probably a couple of years younger than I am, which means she's in her late 20s. She says, "Father, do you have a few minutes? There's something important that I'd like to talk to you about." And I said, "Sure, no problem." She said, "About a month ago, my younger sister got pregnant with her boyfriend. Well, a couple of weeks went by and I found out that she planned on moving in with her boyfriend. Father, I love my sister more than anything else in the world. We've been best friends since our childhood, and I don't want to do anything that would disrupt our relationship." And so I thought, you know what, it's not my life. I'm not her parent. I'm not going to say a word. She said, "But the last few days, every time I go into prayer, it's so heavy on my heart. I feel like the Holy Spirit is saying to me, if you really love your sister, you would speak up. You would tell her that if she moves in with her boyfriend, it would be one of the worst decisions of her life. That she would be entering into a life of sin and therefore damaging both of their souls." And she said, "Father, one of the things that most struck me is I realized I could never bring my children over to my own sister's house. Because what would I be saying to them? It's okay to live with someone before you're actually married to them. Father, I'm calling you to ask, how do I do this in the most charitable way that my sister will understand that I'm saying this because I love her?" She loved our Lord more than her own sister. And she loved her sister tremendously. There was a guy I was in the seminary with. I was about to say his name, but they got me recording these homilies, and so now I'm a little worried to say too much. They go on the internet. There was a guy I was in the seminary with. I didn't know him very well. We were in the seminary together for 3 years before I had a real genuine conversation with him, even though he was in my class. We didn't really connect. We were hung out with different groups. And we were on a retreat at one point, and we were in a small group together, so we had the chance to get to know one another a little bit. And he was probably 24 or 25 at the time. And I remember asking him about his vocation. How did you come to enter the seminary? Why are you studying to be a priest? And he shared with me something remarkable. He said, I am the youngest of 8 children. And so I immediately thought, gosh, a devout Catholic family. He said, and I grew up in a very faithful Mormon family. He said, when I got to college, I wanted to discover, is Mormonism, is this the truth? Is this the religion that God has given to the world? Is this his revelation to save souls? Or is there something else? And so he said, I started a very intense study of different faiths around the world. And he said, the more I searched, the more I discovered the beauty and the truth of the Catholic faith. That there is no other religion that is more intellectually sound. And he said, the more I realized that, I thought, I have to follow that which I know to be true, that which I believe to be true. And so I became a Catholic before I graduated. He said it was very difficult for my family to accept that, but more or less they were okay with it. Though most of the majority of the Mormon faith, the Mormon community I was a part of, they shunned me. He said a couple of years went by and our Lord placed the desire for the priesthood on my heart, the attraction to be a priest. I went to my parents and I told them that I was going to enter the seminary. They said, if you enter the seminary and go to become a priest, we will never speak to you again. He said, it's been 3 years since my parents have talked to me. A huge sacrifice. But what love of our Lord. You know, there's a lot of young people here. The will of God comes first in our lives, even before the will of our parents. If God calls us to do something great for him, even if our parents are against it. One final story. There was a very devout Catholic man whom I knew fairly well. He was one of these guys, to tell you the truth, I always thought he was kind of over the top. He was one of these guys, he went to every Catholic event possible. Daily Mass, daily rosary, living the faith, studying the faith. He was married, had a child, ended up getting divorced for I don't know what reasons exactly. And his father passed away. All of a sudden, rumors started going around that he was frequenting the bars regularly. A little time went by and there was talk of him getting involved in drug abuse. Then the great public scandal came out that he was entering into relationships with other men. At that time, one of his closest friends, also a very devout Catholic man, thought, I have to say something. This man is one of my best friends. He met him for lunch. They sat down and he thought, gosh, if I just talk to him, I can shake him out of this, get him to open his eyes. What's he doing? He knows what he's doing is wrong. He's never showed tendencies like this in his entire life. What is this? So he sits down and has this conversation. The man's heart is totally obstinate. Won't even listen to anything he has to say. He says, this is the way I choose to live my life. His friend says to him, I never thought it would come to this. I want you to know that I love you with all my heart and I would do anything for you. The door to my house has always been open to you and it always will be unless you continue to actively live this lifestyle. He says, and the reason it cannot be the same is because God has entrusted me with 2 beautiful little girls whom it's my duty to get to heaven. And I am in charge of forming their consciences. And what will it say if our relationship does not change one bit? That I approve of the way you are living your life. And I don't. And I want my girls to know that. That they know what is right and wrong. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.